My dearly beloved in Christ, I would like to have at least a short sermon today because it is our parish feast day, what would be referred to as the titular feast, in other words, the title of a church, of a parish. And it is certainly a great privilege for us to have the title of Mary as Queen for the name of our parish. This feast was recently established in 1954 by Pope Pius XII. And at that time, there was what was referred to as a holy year, a Marian year, a year to honor especially the 100th anniversary of the proclamation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception in 1854 by Pope Pius IX. But it was a year to reflect upon our Blessed Mother, her magnificence, her role in God's plan, her powerful intercession, to reflect upon her titles, her glory. And the Pope, Pope Pius XII, wished to add, you might say, a new gem to the diadem of Our Lady, to her crown, by instituting a new feast during the course of the church year. Now, there was nothing new about the title of Mary as Queen. We have had, for instance, the prayer, the Salve Regina, Hail Holy Queen, been in use in the church for hundreds of years. In the Litany of Our Lady, the last 10 or so invocations of Our Lady begin Queen, Queen of Martyrs, Queen of Patriarchs, Queen of Prophets, Queen of All Saints, Queen of Virgins, Queen of Confessors. So we've had many different aspects of the liturgy and the prayers of the church and the hymns, Hail Holy Queen, hymns in which we honor Our Lady as Queen. But there was not, prior to this institution in the 1950s, there was not a feast in honor specifically of Our Lady's queenship. Now, it only stands to reason that our Blessed Mother is Queen. Notice the words, the last words of the Gospel, which is read from the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel said to Our Lady that she would bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Well, certainly, if Jesus is king, his mother is queen. And so you might say the royalty of Our Lady, her title to queenship, is found in this gospel, in the Annunciation. Now, we have our new stained glass window in the choir loft of Mary as queen. And I wanted to make sure that she was depicted as queen with a crown on her head and a scepter in her hand. And we have this beautiful statue in the sanctuary with Our Lady crowned, but it was missing the scepter. So Father Philip made a scepter for that crown, so that Our Lady again can be depicted here in this church, especially as our Queen. But St. Louis de Montfort, if you read the book on true devotion, he has devotion to Our Lady under a particular title. Of course, different titles appeal to different people. And the title that St. Louis Marie de Montfort chose to honor Our Lady by is Mary, Queen of All Hearts. And that's a very significant title because it reminds us that Our Lady wants to reign interiorly in our hearts as our queen, that we love and honor her as our mother and as our queen. But she wants to reign in our hearts more than an external reign, a temporal reign. No, she wants to have a spiritual reign in the hearts of those who love her and who love and honor her divine son. So let us proclaim today, as we renew during our ceremonies, our consecration to Mary as Queen. Let us proclaim her to be the Queen of our heart and to give up any love that is disordered, that is not ultimately directed to Almighty God, through Mary, our Queen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.